From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Reports from Afghanistan say at least two policemen were killed and several other people wounded when a suspected suicide bomber blew himself up at an entrance to a packed stadium in the capital of Kabul. Officials confirmed the blast during the Shapingza Cricket League match Wednesday afternoon, but there's no independent confirmation of the nature or reported casualties, and no one has yet claimed responsibility. The U.S. Congress has approved a joint resolution urging President Donald Trump to speak out against hate groups that support racism, extremism, anti-Semitism, and white supremacy. The U.S. House of Representatives passed the resolution Tuesday, just a day after the Senate gave its approval. The measure now goes to Mr. Trump, who was criticized for his response to violence at a white nationalist rally last month in Virginia. The resolution says Congress, quote, rejects white nationalism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazism as hateful expressions of intolerance that are contrary to the values that define the people of the United States. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has canceled plans to attend this month's United Nations General Assembly. This comes amid rising international criticism for her handling of the violence in western Myanmar that has forced as many as 400,000 ethnic Rohingya Muslims to flee across the border to Bangladesh. The UN Security Council is scheduled to hold an urgent meeting today on violence and a humanitarian crisis in Rakhine State. The meeting was requested by Britain and Sweden after the UN human rights chief called what's happening to the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. This is VOA. A U.S. airstrike early Wednesday killed six al-Shabaab terrorists in southern Somalia, according to a U.S. military statement. The strike took place about 260 kilometers south of Mogadishu. No other details were provided. Al-Shabaab has been trying since 2006 to overthrow the government and impose a strict form of Sharia in Somalia. A joint study by the UN Children's Fund and International Organization for Migration details the abuse facing migrant children and young people as they try to reach Europe. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The study describes in detail the appalling levels of human rights abuses to which the people on the move are subjected. It finds children and young people traveling on the central Mediterranean route are at a particularly high risk of exploitation and trafficking. UN Children's Fund spokeswoman Sarah Croce.
We also see from this report that the children who have less education and who are coming from sub-Saharan Africa have got a greater risk of being exploited, beaten, and discriminated against.
The report says most of the migrants and refugees passing through Libya are exposed to lawlessness, militias, and criminality. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's prime minister is offering Afghanistan new methods of bilateral verification against military sanctuaries. The country is trying to shake off the reputation that it harbors militants that attack Afghanistan. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has the story.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi said his country is willing to do whatever it takes to convince the world of its resolve against terrorism. He offered, for the first time, joint verification mechanisms to Afghanistan. This is not the first time Pakistan has tried to dispel accusations it has terrorist sanctuaries. The country has tried hard, but failed, for the past several years to convince the world it is taking action against all violent extremists on its soil. In turn, he demanded Afghanistan needs to do more to fight terrorism against Pakistan. Pakistan has launched several military operations to clear out militant hideouts from the northern tribal areas near Afghanistan's border. But the United States and Afghanistan claim the actions have been more focused on the Pakistani Taliban. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
And emergency workers and National Guard troops are working to find those left stranded in the Florida Keys in the wake of Hurricane Irma. Also today, French President Emmanuel Macron, is visiting St. Martin and St. Barthélemy, and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is in Anguilla. I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.